Welcome to Life Changers, a program designed to give solutions to the problems we experience on a daily basis. Your host is Dr. K.V. Abraham, clinical psychologist and a professor at St. Thomas University in Miami, Florida. My name is Christina Varghese, and I welcome you to our program. Let's begin with Life Changers.
Here we go.
Jimmy is extremely depressed. He has contemplated suicide at least 3 times in the past year. He looks sad. He hardly smiles even when there is a good reason for it. It seems like he hasn't shaved for several weeks now. Lately he has been withdrawing from social activities. He just wants to be left alone. Jimmy doesn't have any close friends. His best friends with whom he grew up have moved away. Jimmy has a master's degree, but he is unemployed. He is married and has 2 young children. He feels very inadequate because he is unable to provide for their needs. Jimmy lives in a rental home because creditors have taken away the home he owned. His job prospects are very low. He feels he is dependent on other people. Jimmy feels helpless and hopeless about his situation. He doesn't know where to turn. I'm sure you have seen people like Jimmy. In the past, both in counseling sessions as well as in response to radio programs, many have shared with me that they felt that their problems were so overwhelming that they have become very depressed. Depression is primarily an experience of thoughts as well as feelings. According to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, it is an emotional state marked by great sadness and apprehension, feelings of worthlessness and guilt, withdrawal from others, loss of sleep, appetite, etc. In severe cases, depressed person would complain of the following: sadness most of the day, loss of interest and pleasure in daily activities, difficulties in sleeping, weakness, fatigue and loss of energy, poor appetite and weight loss or increased appetite and weight gain, negative self-concept, self-blame, feelings of worthlessness and guilt, difficulty in concentrating, slowed thinking and indecisiveness. Then recurrent thoughts of death or suicide and a sense of helplessness and hopelessness. All of us experience some amount of depression from time to time. But people who experience depression as a form of illness may experience most of the symptoms that I presented above. Before we discuss ways to overcome depression, we need to see how depression is developed in our thought process as well as in our emotional life. Depressed people have a negative view of life. They don't ever see the bright side of life. Due to relentless tragedies that they have experienced in life, such as death, loss, separation, rejection, etc., they have mentally given up on life. According to Dr. Aaron Beck, an expert in the field, they have negative views of self, the world around them, and their own future. This is known as the negative triad of depression. They may have developed this tendency during childhood or adolescence. Some of the depressed people also make wrong inferences and connections. They worry about things that don't make sense. Some of them would overgeneralize or blow things totally out of proportion. To sum up, depressed people interpret their world in such a negative way that their feelings are very pessimistic in nature. Their words carry messages such as, "I am stupid, I can never do anything right, I will not make it," etc. Depression can also result from turned in anger and due to biological reasons. What are some solutions? The first thing that we should do is become more positive in our thinking. Our depressed people need to change their negative thinking into more positive type of thinking. Then they need to get involved in some action. It is doing something and not being idle. People who are unemployed should find something that they can do that will bring them some sense of accomplishment and happiness. Doesn't matter what the action is, but staying engaged in some activity is important. Then socialization is an important aspect in dealing with depression. Lack of social support has been identified as one reason for depression. So networking with family and friends is very important in dealing with depression. Take the initiative to make friends, visit people, or invite people over. Fourth point, correct negative self-evaluations. Again, correct negative self-evaluations. Some of these depressed people look down on themselves too much. They may make statements like, my family can do better without me, or it won't matter if I am not here. 5. Depressed people usually do not have a purpose for living. They need to be guided to find meaning and purpose for their existence. 6. Depressed people should be made aware of their rights to live, work, and do everything that a law-abiding citizen is privileged to do. Some of them may have given up on their rights and duties to serve and be served. Finally, we need to see depression as a spiritual problem and attack it from that angle. King David, in Psalms 42 and verse 11 in the Bible, said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God." Feeling cast down is both mental and spiritual. We need to reawaken our souls by being in the company of people who can lift us up. Now let me tell you what you should not do when you are depressed. Do not indulge in behaviors that will do more harm than good in the long run. A lot of people indulge in drinking. As a matter of fact, you will find a lot of alcoholics who are depressed. Alcohol won't help. It will only make you more depressed as time goes. By the way, alcohol is considered as a depressant, and hence it will only make things worse. Indulging in other behaviors such as drugs or gambling will also have severe consequences. Another thing to watch is displacing depression on others by blaming or being verbally and physically abusive. Ironically, it has been said that distressed or depressed people are the most realistic people in the world. They are truly in touch with the pains and disappointments of this world, while too many of us have become very insensitive. Just as attachment to material things can be depressive, detachment from material things can be a curative for depression. We are unlikely to find distressed people among ascetics. Again, we are unlikely to find depressed people among ascetics. They have detached themselves from the world and have found asceticism as a way of life. On the other hand, people who are closely attached to the material things of this world are likely to experience more depression than others who are loosely detached to this world. Of course, not all of us can decide to become monks, but we can develop a strong sense of detachment from the world and be far more focused on spiritual and philosophical aspects of our life.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful, and your face is
Friends, I hope you will take a few moments to write to me. Let me give you my address. Dr. K.V. Abraham, P.O. Box 25066. Again, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. Again, that address is Dr. K.V. Abraham, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. When you write to me, please mention your prayer needs as well as your counseling needs, and also request for my books. The latest one is Passion for Relationships and Compassion for Self, and that book has some of these radio talks in it. And also my first book, Life Changes, a collection of 52 inspirational radio talks. And the third book is The Asian Indian in the United States. And if you are interested in any of these books, please write to us about these books too. Now, during the summer months, I will be conducting conferences in different parts of India. And especially, I will be at South India Biblical Seminary for a period of time to teach counseling-related classes. And there are some seats that would be available for my radio listeners. And if you would, if you are interested, please write to the principal at South India Biblical Seminary, P.O. Box 20, Bengarapet, Karnataka State, India. And I hope you'll tune in again next week at the same time. And please invite your friends and relatives. We are doing a series in the area of counseling, from a biblical as well as counseling psychological perspectives. And I hope you will tune in with your friends and families. Let me also give you my email address, kbabraham@aol.com. kbabraham@aol.com. May God bless you. This is Dr. K.B. Abraham saying goodbye, and the recording engineer is Tom Jones.